Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this morning. What a great blessing it is to be here. Thank you, Lord, for the great blessing to be here this morning. Touch every life. Heal everyone. Save us. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. It is a great honor to be here this morning, to be with all of you here in Manila. I came along with my beautiful wife. Could you just stand and give a wave quickly? Wow. And my son. And these are also my sons from South Africa. They came all the way. My son's with a different mother. Not a biological mother. Please. All right. What a blessing. This morning, I want to share with you a message on the great feast. Everybody say the great feast. And I'm reading from Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. And he sent his servants in verse 17. I want to thank Pastor Samuel for the great opportunity to be here. We are so happy to relate with you all, to know you and to see the great things the Lord is doing right here in Manila. Luke 14, verse 17. Before I read that, I have some books here. This one is called Demons and How to Deal with Them. Wow. I was preaching about that yesterday, this book, Demons and How to Deal with Them. Catch the Anointing. Very powerful. This one is called Blood Power, The Blood of Jesus. And The Art of Leadership. These are books that are best-selling books. Recently, I was in Russia, and I was met by a television crew, and they were asking me if the question they asked, did you ever think you'll be you? I said, I don't understand what you are asking. And they said, you are famous here for your books, my books in Russian, you know, in Liberia. One pastor met me from Ukraine. He told me, everybody in this church has to have one of these books. It's The Art of Leadership. It's a real blessing for pastors, leaders. I've got a book called The Mega Church. I met a pastor. He said he just had this book. He said to me, I didn't know you had written any other books. I read this book and I started a church in my living room. And I used this book to start the church. And he now has... that was some years ago when I saw him, 700 people in his church sitting there every Sunday. He said, I just do everything that I read in this book. And he told me, you never know how much of a blessing you've been. So if you have a friend who is a pastor, buy one for him. Instead of buying a Christmas card, buy a book. Hallelujah. It's the same price. How many know that a book is the same price as a card? The cards are as expensive as books. Church growth, many, many books, especially for pastors, will be a blessing. How to Pray, Loyalty and Disloyalty. Wow, Those Who Pretend. How many would like to know all the pretenders in your life? You must buy one of these books. Those Who Accuse You. Wow. The Art of Following, The Art of Hearing, How to Hear the Voice of God. Many books available in case you are interested. It will be a blessing to you. This morning about the great feast, Luke 14, verse 17. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Amen. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And so that servant came and showed his lord these things. And the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room at the cross. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. This morning, Jesus is showing us from the word that he is inviting us to a great supper. Hallelujah. When you are invited to Christ, you are invited to a great supper, a great feast. Okay? And so throughout the Bible, you see this word, come, come, come to me. God is inviting you all the time to come. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So Jesus is saying, come, 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 come. And it is important that everybody listening to me responds to the invitation of God to you to come to him. Come closer. Come to God. Come to the cross. Come near. Don't stay far, because God is at this time inviting you to come to him. One day I was in Brussels at the airport, and there was a flight leaving from the airport from Brussels in Belgium. And there was a particular man who was not on the flight. I mean, he was booked to fly, but he wasn't there. I didn't know who he was. I was just sitting down quietly waiting for my flight. And I kept hearing announcements. They said, passenger, Mr. So-and-so, maybe Mr. Johnson, would you please come to gate number 42 where your flight is about to depart? Please come. And they kept calling, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Johnson, would you please come to the gate? This is the last call. Final boarding. Mr. Johnson, will you come? Please come to the gate. Your flight is about to depart. You are holding up the flight. Mr. Johnson, will you come? Mr. Johnson did not go. So I was sitting there. I didn't know whether this Mr. Johnson had gone to the flight. Then I heard an announcement, another announcement. Mr. Johnson, will you please report to the information desk or the emergency, whatever, some other place. And I realized that this man did not respond to the invitation to go to his boarding gate and to his plane. And because he did not respond to it, he was now asked to go somewhere else, not to his plane. So when God is calling you, God is inviting you, right? You need to say yes. You need to say yes. You know, and you need to say yes, Lord. And you need to give your life to him. Otherwise, you are going to find yourself in a whole lot of trouble, and you'll be invited to hell instead of to heaven. How many want to go to hell? Now, it's very important that you say to the Lord, Lord, I am ready. You must be ready in your heart to meet Jesus. You see, because you can be in a church, but you are not born again. It's easy to be in a church without being saved. Because maybe your mother brought you, somebody came along with you, Maybe you come a number of times, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. So today, God sent me to ask you, is your name in the book of life? Like, if you die today, will you go to heaven or to hell? And I mean, you must be able to answer this question, because it's about eternity. You cannot go and come back. Once you go, it's virtually impossible to come back. You know the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The Bible says that there was a rich man, and he fed sumptuously every day. Okay? He was eating chicken. What is the name of your chicken? Is it Jolly Pops or something? Jolly Bee. Is it chicken they are selling? Jolly Bee. Chicken Joy. Chicken Joy. What's Chicken Joy? Fried chicken. Chicken Joy. Chicken rice. Wow. This rich man was eating Chicken Joy every day, having a great time. And the Bible says he was clothed in purple and fine linen. Wow. He had the best clothes. He lived in the best area of Manila. And there was a beggar who was laid at the gate of the rich man's house, desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. This is a story that Jesus told. And it came to pass that the beggar died, because poor people die before rich people usually, because they don't have enough money to pay for the hospital, for the CT scan, for the surgeons, to go to Singapore for treatment, to go to America for treatment. So the poor man died. And when he died, the Bible says angels came and carried him. So if you die, you fall down and you die, you immediately get up, because as soon as you die, you rise again. Your spirit comes out of your body. Your body will be lying there, and everybody will see your body there. You see your body, you come out and you stand by your body. And the Bible says angels took Lazarus, escorted him. Why? Why would angels need to escort you? Because there are a lot of evil spirits all over the place, ready to capture you and take you down to hell. But angels are sent to escort those who know the Lord. Look, I tell you, you can go to school, you can go to any library, you will never find the exact story of what happens to you when you die, except you read the Bible and you see exactly what happens to somebody when he dies. The Bible says angels carried him into Abraham's bosom. Wow. And then the rich man also died. Later, he died. I tell you. But the Bible does not mention any angels. No angels came for him, because he didn't know God. Maybe he had been invited 1,000 times, but he wouldn't say yes. He wouldn't come to God. He wouldn't take God serious. Some of you in church today, somebody even dragged you to church. Some of you are even saying, you are lucky I came to church today. Because you wouldn't even normally come to church. And some of you come, but you don't know God personally. I used to go to church, but I wasn't a Christian. So the rich man died, and he descended straight into hell. Hey! He was shocked. He was used to his air-conditioned mansion in Manila. And he descended straight into hell, where there are no air conditioners. And there he was in torments. And he seeth Abraham far over there. And Lazarus, guess who was in heaven? Lazarus. Hey! This poor man. What is the place where you go and do the feeding? Aroma. Aroma. The guy from Aroma was up there in heaven. And the multi-millionaire who owned a mobile company, mobile phone company. Hey! He was now down in hell, screaming in torment. And he saw Lazarus far away. He said, hey, why is he there and I'm here? Why is he there? Why are you there? That's why you are in church today. That's why you are listening. To know why you will be there and somebody else will be somewhere else. Why is he there? And he shouted and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. I am tormented. I'm struggling. I'm suffering. Help me. I'm dying. And when he saw Lazarus, he remembered how he used to throw chicken at him. Hey! He was nobody. He saw him at the soup kitchen throw food at him. He used to give him his old bones. When he chews the bones and he cannot eat the rest, then he just puts it in a bag and throws it out at Lazarus outside the gate. Hey! And Lazarus will be chewing his bones. And now Lazarus was enjoying in heaven. Lazarus was having drinks. Lazarus was having a great time. Lazarus said, wow, this is nice. Wilkins. Ah. And the rich man was down there struggling. When he saw Lazarus, he said, wow. He called Abraham. He said, Father Abraham, mention my name to Lazarus. Lazarus knows me. Tell him, I say, I'm calling him. He should come here right now. And Abraham said, look, things are different now. You were powerful when you were in Manila. You were great. You had air conditioning. You had money. You had chicken. What is it called? Jolly Bops. Jolly Bee. You were eating everything you want. But now, thou art tormented and he is comforted. Hey! And he said, tell Lazarus to just give me one drop of water. Look. You know, since I was born, I have never gone somewhere and asked, can I have just a drop? Like this, just a drop. You usually say, can I have a bottle? Can I have a glass? Can I have a drink? But I'm telling you, there is a place. They don't ask for a bottle. They are asking, just a drop. Just one little drop. There's a place. Some of you, your parents are there. Some of you have uncles, sisters, relatives. They are in there screaming and crying. Hoping that you will never come there. And Lazarus, he said, send Lazarus. And he said, no, I cannot send him. Look, when you go to hell, all the questions you ask, the answers are no. Can you send Lazarus? No. Send this, no. Can I have water? No. If you ask me for water now, I'll give you, I'll say yes. But when you get there, anything you ask for, the answer is no. No, 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 no. And Lazarus was now having a good time. So he said, send Lazarus. I said, you can't send, you can't send. You see, if you want to go to heaven, there is a way from Manila straight to heaven like this. You go from here. If you want to go to hell, from Manila, straight to hell. But once you are in hell, you cannot cross from hell to heaven. There's no road from heaven to hell or heaven, hell to heaven. It's either earth to heaven or earth to hell, but there's no crossover. There's no bridge from hell to heaven or heaven to hell. So you have to decide it now. And he said, besides all this, there is a great gulf. You see, like from here to upstairs, fixed, that they that will pass from thence cannot, and they that will pass from hence to thence cannot. You cannot cross. Once you are in, you are in. Hey. Then the man said, please send Lazarus. Can you go back to Manila? What is the rich part of Manila? Forbes Park. Forbes Park. I have five brothers in Forbes Park. Hey. To tell them about this place. You see, when you get to hell, you never think about your property. You never think about money. You see, I don't know. You, when you are in prison, you don't pray for anything, only to be free. He said, tell them, tell my brother, go and tell my five brothers, tell them that there is a place like this. It's a wild place. Pastors don't preach about hell anymore. Always preaching about money. Always talking about how to get money. I tell you, there is a place. They are screaming, just one drop. Give me one drop of water. I'm dying. And that place is ready to receive you if you want to joke with God. God is not a fool. You can't fool with God. You see, you can deceive me. You can deceive your pastor. But you can't deceive God. God sees you straight through like an X-ray. Today, I tell you, Jesus is inviting you to a feast. But if you don't come to the feast, you will be asked to go somewhere else. You say, turn this way. No, no. Too late. And the rich man was sent down there. Then he said, I pray thee, send Lazarus again to talk to my brothers. And Abraham said, no. I told you, in hell, all the answers are no, 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 no. Anything you ask, can I have a bed? No. Can I have a mattress? No. Can I have water? No. Can you send Lazarus? No. Can you talk to my brothers? No. Everything is no. Now the answer is yes. Can you give your life to Jesus? Yes. Can you write your name in the book of life? Yes. Can you go to heaven? Yes. Can you receive God? Yes. Now the answer is yes, 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 yes. Today you must say yes, 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 yes. Because a time is coming. All the answers are no. 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 And then he said, they have the prophets. They have the pastors. All of us who are pastors, let's check what we are preaching. Jesus is expecting pastors to tell and warn people about hell. Yes. He said they have the pastors. Pastors are not bank managers to just teach us how to get money. Pastors are supposed to tell us about heaven and hell. And that's why I'm telling you about heaven and hell today. Yeah. Why? To save you from going there. Your name must be written in the book of life. Listen, today God is calling you. He's saying, come. Come to Jesus. Come to God. There was a man, he was invited to come for a party, to church. The pastor invited him. Will you come to church? He said, oh, I'll come, I'll come. But he never came. I'll come. He never came. Will you come? Come, I want to invite you. Come. He wouldn't come. One day, finally, he did come. But when he came, the choir sang beautifully, like this choir. They sang beautifully, but he didn't hear. He didn't listen. The pastor preached powerfully, and he made an altar call, but the man did not get up to go forward. He spoke everything. The service was very powerful, and this man who had been invited for many years and always didn't come, did not lift a finger and did not respond to anything. In fact, he did not even hear when the choir was singing. Beautiful soloist sang. Do you know why he didn't hear anything? Do you know why he did not respond when he came to church? Because it was his funeral. He only came to church on his funeral. That's why he didn't hear the choir singing. That's why he didn't hear the pastor preaching. That's why he didn't say, yes, Lord. That's why he didn't give his life to God, because he wouldn't come until the last day, and when it was his funeral, then he came to the church. He was carried in a coffin. Is that what you're going to wait for before you say yes to your Lord? No. I'm speaking to you today. I'm warning you. You need God. There's a great invitation to a great feast. Why say no when you could say yes? And you could say Jesus. I gave my life to Jesus. I was 16 years old. I gave my life to him. I've never regretted being invited to that wonderful feast. And I would invite everybody. Don't say you know already. Many of us are playing games. We need Jesus. Amen. Now this feast is a wonderful feast. Amen. When you come to the feast, alright, you are going to have a great blessing. At the feast, you are going to enjoy some milk. Everybody say milk. Wow, what is the milk? It says, as newborn babes, and desire the sincere milk of the word of God. Amen. So when you come to this feast, when you come to Jesus, you are going to experience wonderful milk preaching. Like your pastor has been preaching to you for 30 years, sharing and giving you milk of the word, which has built you up and has developed so many people here who grew up from childhood and have been a part of this church. It's the milk of the word. You have been enjoying this wonderful milk of the word. How many have been enjoying the wonderful milk of the word since you came to this wonderful feast? Hallelujah. Only 6 people have enjoyed the milk. The rest of you, I don't know whether you have another religion. All right. Number 2, you will enjoy the meat of the word. Wow, strong meat. Sometimes you come to church, it's not as nice, or it's not as easy to receive. That's the meat of the word. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, strong meat belongs to those who by reason of use are mature. Hallelujah. And then number 3, you will enjoy the water, because you need some water at your meal. Is that not so? And John chapter 44 verse 14 says, whosoever will drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life. Amen. How many are ready to enjoy the water that Jesus gives to quench your thirst? Anybody you see dancing in a nightclub is thirsty. He's looking for something. Hallelujah. He's thirsty, searching for something. That's what makes people drink. That's what makes people become homosexuals. Because they are looking for something further, something more, something higher. That's what turns people into drug addicts. They are thirsty. And Jesus said, anyone who is thirsty, come to me. The water I will give him will quench your thirst. You will never be thirsty again. Only Jesus can satisfy all your desires and all your needs. Money, hallelujah, hallelujah. Money cannot quench your thirst. You may be thirsty, looking for money. Money, 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 money. But having more and more doesn't quench your thirst. You know, the most greedy people are the richest. Do you know the biggest thieves are the richest people? They really steal. Sometimes you see some people in prison, he's just stolen a goat or a chicken, and he goes to prison for 2 years. But the real thieves who steal millions and billions, they are walking around free. And those who already have millions and billions are the ones who steal more than anybody else. Because money cannot satisfy your quest for more. More and more. More money, more cars, more houses. One day I heard somebody say he has a house with 17 bedrooms and 16 toilets and baths. And I was wondering, how many toilets can you sit on at a time? Hey. Everybody say, Jesus is quenching my thirst. Hallelujah. At this great feast, you are going to enjoy the fruits of the Spirit. Fruits, peace, love, joy. These wonderful fruits, you cannot find them outside Christ. When you come to Jesus, there's peace. You enjoy peace, peacefulness, joy, love, gentleness in the Holy Ghost. All these things are found in Christ. That is why Jesus said, come to me. A certain man made a great supper and invited many people and said, come, all things are ready. I have a feast for you. And also at this feast, you have bread. Amen. Bread and wine. Wow. What is the bread? In John, Jesus defined what that bread was. In John chapter 5, 6 verse 50, he says, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. How many want to live forever? Oh, hallelujah. Then you must eat the bread of life. Amen. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Life comes to you when you eat of the flesh, the bread of life, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, you must eat my body, drink my blood. Amen. And you are going to be blessed and healed. And then finally also you have the wine. The wine, which is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This precious wine is something that we have when we come to the Lord's table. We have the bread and the wine, which is the blood of Jesus Christ. These are the wonderful blessings that every one of us is going to have at the feast of Jesus Christ. Now, one of these great blessings is the body of Jesus that is broken for your healing. So Jesus brings healing to your life. So after saving you from going to hell by inviting you, then at the table of the Lord, you have healing for your body. Amen. When you come to Jesus, expect healing. It's one of the things that's at the table. Amen. You see, when you go to certain people's homes, you must expect certain foods. Like if you go to Russia, they have a type of soup. They call it, I think, borscht. When you go, you must expect it. They will put it on the table. It comes in Russia. It comes in Ukraine. It's part of their food. Expect it at the table. And I'm sure here in the Philippines, you also have certain foods that when I come to your house to eat, what am I going to find in your on your table?
Adobo.
Dobo. Adobo. Adobo. What is that?
Made from chicken or meat.
Chicken or meat. Adobo. But if you come to my house in Ghana, there is no adobo there. I've never seen adobo before. I don't know what adobo is. I don't know what is Jolly Pops. I don't have all these things. Are you getting what I'm saying? So everybody's table has different foods. But when you come to the table of Jesus, you can expect healing. You can expect the bread, the body, and the blood of Jesus Christ. Expect it, because you're going to find it there. Amen. And that is why the people that came to Jesus came and received healing. Amen. And so today, you can expect Jesus to save you. If you say yes, if you say yes to him today, oh, you're going to be saved from going down into the fire. You're going to be saved from descending into hell. If you say yes to Jesus, then at the table, you can expect the fruits of the Spirit. You can expect the bread. You can expect the wine. You can expect miracles. You can expect healing. Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus is a healing Jesus. I said Jesus is a healing Jesus. And wherever you find Jesus at the table, you can expect miracles upon miracles upon miracles. You know, I am a medical doctor, so it took me some time to realize how many miracles Jesus, how real miracles are. But one day, I stumbled on a book, and that book was written by a doctor. And that was a real blessing to me. Because in this book, I saw miracles that were being explained by a doctor. And it really helped me to see how great and powerful the miracles of Jesus are. One of the very first miracles in that book, or the one I always remember, was a little girl. She was like 12 years old, and she had a cancer of the hip joint. Cancer, 12 years, and she had cancer. And she started to see the signs of the cancer when she had pain when she stood up on her legs. She had pain. But one day she stood on her leg and she fell down. And when they went to the hospital, they did a scan. And there you could see the arteries coming from up here, from up down. But when it got to the hip joint, then the artery which should have gone straight turned round like this because there was a big cancer in the leg. And the cancer was diverting the blood vessel. When this little girl was brought to a miracle service, during the miracle service, the power of God came on the girl, little girl. She fell to the ground and she felt that she was a little better. So they went back to the doctor and they did that same x-ray again. And the blood vessel, which was going this way, turned like this, now became less like this. Then they did it after 2 weeks and it was less. After 1 year, it was straight. After 2 years, it was straight. Cancer, which she was supposed to die from within a few weeks, you see it shrinking like that until she was healed. Just at a miracle service, no treatment. Ladies and gentlemen, when you come to Jesus, you can expect to see and experience miracles. Because people came to Jesus, and when they came to Jesus, they experienced power and they experienced miracles. So right now we are in the presence of Jesus. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, Jesus is here. How do I know? I know because the Bible tells me so. But I also know because a number of people have seen Jesus on the stage with me. One time I was in South Africa in a city called Durban. When I finished preaching, a lady called me. She was an older lady, about 80 years old or 70 years old. She called me and said, young man, come. And I went to her because she was an older lady. And she said, sit down. I sat down. She asked me, do you know when you are preaching, I saw Jesus walking behind you. As you were walking up and down, I saw Jesus walking behind you like that. She told me, I see visions as clear in three dimensions. It's not I close my eyes. As my eyes are open, I can see. I said, wow, I didn't know that. A number of people have seen. So Jesus is present. He's here today. And he's ready to heal you. Amen. I say he's ready to heal you. Every curse in your life is broken today by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I said every curse in your life is broken today by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe in that? Amen. A man brought his epileptic child to Jesus. And when the child saw Jesus, the boy started convulsing and foaming at the mouth. Because when the power of God is present, demons recognize the power. And the boy fell to the ground and started rolling. Because when the power of God is present, people start screaming sometimes and rolling on the ground. And immediately, Jesus cast out the devil from this child. And the child, epilepsy, which up till today is not easy to cure, was healed. So Jesus healed epilepsies. Today, I don't know what disease you may be struggling with. I don't know what problem you may be having. But every incurable disease can be cured by Jesus. Now, I want to say something. You know, do you know that doctors are not able to do many things? Doctors, many, many problems, we have no solution for them. We just give you medicine to keep taking every day. But actually to make that disease go away, many people don't have the solution. But today, every disease, no matter what it is, Jesus has the solution, and Jesus can heal you, and He can touch your life, and He can set you free. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus was brought to Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus. He was totally blind. Totally blind from birth. That is really serious. I was saying the other night, I met Stevie Wonder. How many of you know Stevie Wonder? I just called to say I love you. That guy. He was in my office with me. And I was chatting with him and I said, how did you become blind? And he told me, from birth, from when I was born, a baby. And I became blind. I said, wow. And I thought to myself, medical science in America, in California, in the richest part of the world, for so many years, have not been able to solve this problem for this multi-millionaire sitting in front of me. But when Jesus met blind Bartimaeus, are you listening to me? Blind Bartimaeus, he saw blind Bartimaeus, and he asked blind Bartimaeus, what do you want? And blind Bartimaeus said, I want to see. I don't want money. I don't want a car. I don't want a job. I want to see. And Jesus said, receive thy sight. And suddenly his eyes were opened. Today your eyes are going to open. Miracles are taking place. And like Pastor Samuel said, many miracles are not even getting to the stage. As I was leaving the other campus, the pastor told me that there was a lady, somebody's been healed of lung cancer, already been to the doctor and confirmed it. Cancer healed. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Hallelujah. And many, many, many wonderful miracles take place. And blind Bartimaeus was just one of them. His eyes were opened. And I tell you, there was no one compares with Jesus in his power to heal. So when you come to the table of the Lord, you are going to find miracles, healing is always part of what Jesus has to give. But the first thing that he gives you is salvation, is come to me, come, come, come and write your name, come and register, come and have your sins washed away by my blood, come and be saved, come and repent, come and turn around from your wicked ways. That's the first thing. And then after that, you sit at the table, and at the table, you have the fruits of peace and joy and love. You have the milk, you have the meat, and you have the healing power and the mercy of God for your life. How many are ready to enjoy this feast? The feast that Jesus brings. Yes. Without this feast, I don't know where we would be. I don't know where I would be without the blood and the power of Jesus Christ. I want us all to stand to our feet at this time. All right. Everybody, close your eyes for a moment. I don't know who invited you to church. But as every head is bowed, every eye closed, I can hear the voice. The voice is saying, come. Come. Come to me. Jesus told us the story. A certain man made a great supper and invited many. Today, many people are being invited. God is calling you and He's saying, Madam, come to the table. Come to Jesus. Maybe you've come to church, but you haven't come to God. Because you can come to the church, but you haven't really come to God in your heart. And today he's saying, come to me. Come to the cross. Come to God. God wants to save you. God wants to change you. God wants to register you in the book of life. Bible says anybody whose name was not written in the book of life could not go into heaven. Today, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, listen very carefully. I told you about the rich man. I told you about how he was tormented. This is not something to joke with. It's not something to make a mistake about. It's your name in the book of life. Are you registered for heaven? As every head is bowed in every campus, south, east, west, north, everywhere, it's your name in the book of life. Today I want to pray with you, and I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to God. You want to say, Pastor, I want to come to the great feast. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior and my Master. Maybe people invited you to church, but deep down in your heart, you know you are far from Him. And you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be sure. Maybe you are not sure. You know, maybe if you die today or tomorrow, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God today, this morning. I want to register in the book of life. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, wherever you are standing, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want me to pray with you to help you to know God, to know Jesus as your Savior. Then lift up your right hand. Just stand where you are, but lift your right hand up high. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be born again. I'm not born again, but I want to be born again. I don't know Jesus, but I want to know Jesus. I am not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell if I die, but I want to be sure this morning. Please pray with me. If you are in this group, then your hand must be up right now, please. If you are not in this group, don't raise your hand. But if you are in this group, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me, help me. I want to give my life to Jesus this morning. Then your hand must be up. God bless you. God bless. I see so many hands. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to be like the rich man and go to hell and say, ah, how can I come out? How can I do this? How can I do this? I want to know God today. Now, I want to give my life to Jesus. Then your hand must be up. If your hand is up, I want you to come to me in the front. Come to the front from the back, from upstairs. Keep your hand up and come all the way to the front and stand right here. Wherever you are, if you've lifted your hand, come. Come here. I want to pray with you right here. Come to Jesus today. Don't be shy. Don't think about anybody. Whichever campus you are, come to the front. Come to God. This is not a joke. This is your life. I'm talking about your life. I'm not talking about sugar and milk or tea. I'm talking about your soul. Come to Jesus right now. Wherever you are. Come on. I need to see you in the front. You ask me why. Why do I call you? Because Jesus called everybody publicly. Come to the front. Come out, Zacchaeus. Come out. Come out and identify yourself for God. I'm waiting for you in front here. God bless you. Come unto Jesus.
Let him have his way.
I'm waiting for you in front here. In front here.
Come unto Jesus.
Come on.
Give him
your life. Give him your life today. From upstairs, I'm waiting for you. From the back, I'm waiting for you. Come to God. Come to the cross. Come now.
Let him have his way.
Come unto Jesus.
Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Give him. your life, Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way.
Now listen. Listen. There are still a lot of people coming from upstairs. Very good. Now listen, everybody, look at me for a moment. Somebody said, why do you call them to come to the front? Because every time Jesus changed somebody's life, he would say, come out, Zacchaeus, come from the tree. Because whosoever is ashamed of Jesus in this wicked world, Jesus will be ashamed of you when he comes in glory with his angels. Listen, there are some people you didn't come the first time I called. Come, come all the way. Please come. Let them come. All those coming from upstairs, please make a way for them. Clap for them as they come. Come on. Come. Keep coming. Keep coming. Let them come. All these people. There's room at the cross. How many are glad that so many people are being saved this morning? What a blessing. What a blessing. You must rejoice when even one person is saved. What a blessing. Listen, I want to say this before. You know, for me, salvation is the greatest miracle. It's greater than healing.
Amen.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing. Because if you are healed of your pain and you go to hell, what is the point of being healed? You are just delaying going to hell. But you go. Listen, there are some people standing there. You see these drops? There are people today who are screaming. One drop. One drop. I don't want a bottle. I don't want a cup. I just want one drop. Listen, if you are here today, you hear me preaching, look at me very carefully because you will remember my face. Because Abraham told the rich man, he said, remember. You remember? You remember in your lifetime, you had this, you had that. You will say, you remember that guy who came? He waved a bottle. He showed you some drops of water. Remember that guy? He was in a church. It was a Sunday morning. You remember that guy? Remember how he was waving? He looked like he was crazy. You remember he told you about the rich man and about Lazarus? Why didn't you listen? Careful. Listen, I'm giving you the last chance. If you are here, you're not sure. You're not sure. You want to say, Jesus, I need you. I'm not sure whether if I die today or tomorrow, I'll go to heaven or hell. Please pray with me. I'm giving you the last chance. Lift your hand and come and join these people. I'm going to pray with you. This is the last chance. Whenever you go to the airport, you hear announcement. This is the final call. This is the last call. I'm giving you a last chance. I want Jesus. I want my name in the book of life. Come. Lift your hand and come now. Clap for them as they come. Come unto Jesus. This is the last chance, the last call, the final call. Come to God this morning.
Give him your life today.
Come on, my brother. Come on. Come to God. This is a good chance. This is a good time. It's Sunday morning. You're at church. You can give your life to God. What a chance. What an opportunity. Come on. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come.
Let him have his way.
Now, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Everybody, and please, everyone also lift your hands. And let's all say this prayer together. What I pray, I want you to pray it after me. If whatever I say, say it after me. Close your eyes and say this prayer with me. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
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 I am calling on you.
Oh Lord.
Today is my day.
Today is my day.
Today is my day.
Today is my day.
My day of salvation.
My day of salvation.
I come to you.
I come to you.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
My wicked ways.
My wicked ways.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done many, many bad things.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
And wash me.
And wash
me.
Wash
with the blood of Jesus. Please wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Say after me, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Wash me.
Wash.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse.
Forgive me.
Forgive.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From this moment.
From this,
from this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
And I receive Jesus.
And I receive Jesus.
As my Savior,
as my Savior,
and my Master,
and my Master,
come into my heart,
come into my heart,
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
change me,
change me,
save me,
save me,
rescue me,
rescue me,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
dear Lord,
from today,
I belong to you,
I belong to you,
I belong to Jesus,
I belong to Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving
Wave
me.
Your two hands. Say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
For what you have done,
you have done
in my life.
My life.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
Mention your name. Say, my name is. Mention your name. My name is. Please write this name.
Please write this name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today.
From today.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now say after me, Satan.
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 Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
Satan.
Satan.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I will not serve you again.
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 Satan.
Satan.
I will not follow you again.
I will not follow you again.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Lift your hand, say, I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving
today.
Today.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And everybody shout, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Wow, what a blessing. What a great miracle of salvation this morning. Your name is written in the book of life. Did you hear me? I said your name is in the book of life this morning. I said your name is in the book of life this morning, right now. What a blessing to be saved. I thank Jesus for saving me. That's how come I'm preaching. I'm just trying to say thank you to the Lord for saving me and saving my life. Amen. Now, don't go back to your seat. We'll close. But before we do that, we are going to pray for the sick. How many believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus?
Amen.
Wow, there's so many miracles, you know, already taking place this morning. As I'm speaking now, I sense the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's real. Power is real. Recently, I was in a town in South Africa, and there was a lady there. Her eyes opened. I don't know who she is. I don't know her personally. And she saw more than 100 angels in the room. Angels. And she sent a message to me. She said, tell the evangelist what I saw. She said, it's not a usual thing. I believe the angels of the Lord are here. The power of the Holy Spirit is here. Do you believe in Jesus? I cannot heal. Jesus heals. I can only pray for you. Right now, whatever your pain is, whatever problem, whatever sickness you have, put your hand there. If it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. If it's your heart, put your hand on your heart. If it is your stomach, put your hand there. Upstairs. Yes. There's somebody here with HIV, gonorrhea, sexually transmitted diseases. Jesus' power is healing you right now. You cannot hear. God is touching your ears right now. Receive it. There's an eye being healed. An eye healing. Wonderful. Wonderful. Arthritis is being healed. Pain. There's pain. Pains are being healed. Receive it now. The angel of the Lord is touching you. The power of the Holy Ghost is coming on you. Father, I thank you for so many wonderful miracles. Just place your hand there right now. Father, I ask you for power healings. Let today mark a turning point. Those who are to die, let them not die anymore. Those that are under a curse, let the curse be lifted like a helicopter lifts off a pad and never comes back. Let those that are under the plague of darkness and dark cloud of sickness, let that sickness be broken today in the name of Jesus. I thank you. I thank you for your healing. I thank you that you are the Lord that healeth me today.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord.
Miracles that are taking place. Receive it now. Receive it. Receive. Upstairs. Receive. Downstairs. Receive. Power is flowing. Take it now. Take it. One. Take it. Power. Receive your miracle. Back pain is healed instantly. Eye diseases are healed. Heart conditions are healed. Incurable cancers are healed. Receive. Power is flowing in this room right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for so many wonderful testimonies. Testimonies, testimonies, testimonies. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Everybody lift your hand and thank God right now for testimonies. Thank God right now. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to check yourself. Many people have been healed. Check yourself. Maybe you couldn't walk, but now you can walk. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear, but you can hear. Check it right now, practically. Thank you. Wonderful miracles. Father, I thank you for what you are doing in this place. Oh, you are a wonderful healing Jesus. Put your hands down for a moment. Close your eyes for 1 second, please. If you are here right now and you can sense that God has touched you, maybe you couldn't do something, but now you can do it. Not that you are believing that a miracle will happen in the future, but right now, as you stand here, you can actually sense that something has happened. He touched me and he's touched you. If God has touched you this morning, you can sense that something has happened. Then lift your right hand up high. Just your right hand. Just your right hand up high. God, not that you are believing that it will happen gradually in the future, but now you can see that something has happened practically. Then just lift your right hand up high like this. Just your right hand. Wow. If God has touched you, If God has touched you, I want you to, you are, so many of them are in the front here. Alright, if God has touched you, God has done something wonderful, I want you to come to me on the stage to give a testimony. You can actually see that something has happened. I don't know if you can help me, just one or two testimonies. Who can help me? I want somebody to help me, yes. Just one or two testimonies. We won't take all. All right? Can you bring, yes? Wow. What happened to this lady?
She has a heart condition and she was having chest pains when she came in, but now the chest pain is gone.
Thank you, Jesus, for that healing power.
Chest pain. You are having a heart condition. Every heart attack is aborted in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive it. One of the symptoms of a heart attack or cardiac arrest or cardiac problem is pain in the chest, especially on the left side. Father, thank you for your miracle power. Who else? Quickly. You have a testimony. Let this lady come. Somebody with a breast. I'm always looking for the lady with the breast. You had a lump and the lump is gone. Is this the lady? What happened to her?
An operation for breast cancer. I have a recure na po for 9 months. No, 1 year and 9 months na po. Pero sa ngayon, wala na po ito eh. Hindi na po ako. Sinag-ano na po ako ng mastectomy. The operation. Gone. Kasi napasalamat po ako sa Panginoon kasi siya po ang nabigay sa akin ng kagalingan. Now, for healing. For feeling for the breast cancer na po.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of him. Pain from the surgery. Pain from the surgery is gone. Breast cancer is healed in Jesus' name. Wow. God bless you. Anybody else? What happened to this lady?
She has
wonderful miracles.
She's been having back problems and her spine has been numb. Yes. But now the numbness is gone.
The numb is gone.
How was it before?
When I feel nervous.
Yes.
It's the back pain.
Back pain?
Yes.
Is it gone?
Yes.
How do you know it's gone?
I feel
there's a language. Back was numb.
Kasi po pag ninenervyos ako, naninigas yung likod ko. Eh kanina pa po ako ninenervyos, hindi na naligas.
Wow! How do you say, is it gone in your language? How do you say, is it gone?
Wala na.
Wala niya. Wala niya. Wala niya. Wala niya.
Wala na.
Hallelujah. Wow, so many miracles. What happened to this gentleman? He's crying. What happened to you? Come. Can somebody help? Ashes, yeah. What happened to you? Speak your language.
His voice was gone for a while, but now his voice is restored.
It's coming back. Give a lot of clap offering. What caused it? Goiter. Father, thank you for healing from every curse. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty, mighty clap offering. Another testimony right over here. So many miracles. What happened to you, my dear?
I
speak your language.